Welcome back, Zizzer fans. We're at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium for the home opener tonight as West Plains hosts the Glendale Falcons for an Ozark Conference game. And we'll be kicking things off in about 15 minutes. Harlan Hutchison along with Mike Renfro, who will join me in the booth tonight for tonight's action, which, and there should be plenty of it. But if it's anything like previous meetings, be a lot of throwing, and it'll be a fairly long game at that. But we'll see. West Plains got off on a wrong foot last week, losing 42-38 at Bolivar. Meanwhile, the Glendale Falcons got by Waynesville by a final score of 46-30. Now, on our pregame, let's talk a little bit about last week and hear from the head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Joel White. It was a hot night, even though the game started at 8 o'clock. It was an odd, odd game. A game that had, in the end, a total of 80 points scored. No points were scored in the first quarter. And an entire football game without a single holding penalty on either team. Pretty strange. Joel Wyatt talks about the contest, and things really started to turn the wrong way just before halftime.
Pretty disappointing. One of the most disappointing games I've been involved with. You know, we were up 24-6. You know, things going our way. Bolivar scores right before half. Gets a two-point conversion. So it's 24-14 at halftime, and we get the ball to start the third. We get three and out. We give up a sack. You know, Bolivar goes down, scores. And, you know, just like that, it's 24-21 game. And then, you know, we go down, get a drive going, drop a ball on a wheel route, try to kick a field goal. It's just barely wide left from about, you know, it wasn't an easy kick from about 35 yards. You know, Bolivar goes down, takes the lead. So, you know, we're down 28-24 to start the fourth. And, you know, then it goes back and forth, both teams scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter. But, you know, anytime you score 38 points, you know, you think you're going to win a ball game. But we had a hard time stopping their rushing attack, especially their speed option. And then we couldn't get a crucial first down there at the end of the game that would have iced it. Just one more first down. We could have won the game, but we punted the ball back to them, and then they go down and score with about 50 seconds to go. And, you know, we got no timeouts and just tough moving the ball to try to get in the scoring position there at the end of the game.
Looking on the bright side, West Plains had some kids that had really big offensive nights at Bolivar.
Well, Briggs Houston had a monster game. You know, I think he had, can't remember if it was 7 or 8 catches. For about 170 yards, 2 touchdowns. You know, he's a problem out there for opponents. He's a matchup nightmare, and you know, he caught a couple of TD passes that, you know, one was a check that Isaiah made a great ball on a fade, threw it right where only Briggs at 6'6" could go up and get it. And, so he had a great game. You know, Isaiah was really accurate early. Had a beautiful deep post route to Ryland Kinslow for a 70-yard touchdown. I mean, just perfectly placed football. So, you know, those three I thought were really solid on the offensive side. And, you know, we've got some things to clean up front. You know, we didn't run the ball as well as I thought we would. So we've got to be better in the run game against Glendale. And but I thought overall, you know, Briggs and Rylan and Isaiah really stood out offensively.
As mentioned, heat was an issue for both teams. But West Plains is a little thinner with 8 players going both ways, and depth will be a big factor in the ball game again tonight.
You know, when we play Glendale tonight, they've got one guy that plays both ways. It's a receiver DB, and then he's going to get rests when he's on defense, and they're going to rotate in another corner. So, you know, when you watch the Glendale game against Waynesville, when the Glendale offense takes the field, you know, you see 11 Glendale defensive players huddled around a big TV. know, we can't even do that because, you know, Coach Dixon wants to talk to a linebacker or a player. Well, he's out there on offense. I want to talk to an offensive player, and he's out there on defense. So, you know, it really affects the way the game is played, and, you know, it's not a good situation for us right now, but we knew it was coming, but we've just got to, you know, build up these sophomores, which they're going to, some more sophomores are going to play tonight.
And as far as the way the Falcons play, they have a brand new coach at Glendale High School. His name is Joel Heeman. He took the place of Mike Mock, who was canned right before the season started, 2 weeks before the season started. And Joel Wyatt says, new coach, pretty much same as the old coach.
Yeah, and those are going to be quarterback runs. You know, when they're in an empty formation, you know, those are going to what people in the stands are going to, you know, refer to as a quarterback draw. You know, maybe down around the goal line, they're going to bring in their big Tennessee commit, the big D end, Kellen Lindstrom, and he's going to be a lead blocker for the quarterback. But, you know, for the majority of the time, they're going to be in five wide, and, you know, they're going to throw it all over the place, and depending on who's back there, quarterback, because they've got a couple options and even a third option if the Kickapoo transfer is eligible. But, you know, those design quarterback runs are really dangerous when they've got the Dieters kid back there. You know, he's a wide receiver last year playing quarterback, so he's really dangerous with his feet as well as his arm.
15 minutes or so away from kickoff time, closer now, but our staff has been welcoming fans back out at the front gate with refreshments and hamburgers, hot dogs, T-shirts giveaway. Thanks to all our sponsors that helped us get the T-shirt thing put together. That's always a big attraction, and we really appreciate that so much, and so do the fans coming into the stadium tonight. Let's survey the area schedule of games for this evening. In week number two, the Thayer Bobcats will be at Salem, Arkansas tonight to play the Greyhounds. Salem will be pumped up over that chance. Highland will be at Riverview tonight. Harrison will be at Mountain Home. The Bombers got off to a good start last week. Kabul will travel to Skyline. A good game in Douglas County. Ava will host the Stratford Indians, who put a thumping on Liberty last week. Fayette will be at Houston tonight. Adrian will be at Liberty as the Eagles try to even their season record. The Salem, Missouri Tigers will be at Knobnostor tonight. Willow Springs plays at Marionville. Parkview will be at Waynesville. Also in the Ozark Conference, Kickapoo at Camdenton. That'll be a dandy game. Rolla will be at Bolivar. We'll find out just how good Bolivar is maybe after tonight. And then Hillcrest will be at Lebanon, where they'll be a big, big underdog. And looking toward next week, speaking of Hillcrest, we'll be in Springfield when the Zizzers play the Hornets. All right, that's the lineup for games around the area tonight and our pregame, and we're ready for football. Coming up in just a few minutes, Mike Renfro will join me in the booth. I'm Harlan Hutchison. That's a Zizzer pregame for tonight. Zizzer football is coming up on Hot Country KDY.
This has been the pregame show on Hot Country KDY. Stay tuned. Zizzer kickoff time is coming up next on your home for the Zizzers, KDY.
You know that West Plains Lock and Key is the place to call when you've locked yourself out of your car or lost your key. But they do so much more. If you need anything lock-related done to your home or business, West Plains Lock and Key is your expert source there, too. Give West Plains Lock and Key a call if you need locks rekeyed or changed. They can even help with safes, install keypad locks, and so much more. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology. 256-8862. 256-8862.
Butler Heating and Air and Generac announce a big sales event on Generac generators. Now through October 8th, when you purchase a new Generac generator at Butler Heating and Air, you will get a 10-year parts and labor warranty free. It's a huge value of over $1,000. So get a quote on a Generac generator today and take advantage of a worry-free warranty. It's happening for a limited time through October 8th at Butler Heating and Air, your authorized Generac dealer across from the fairgrounds in West Plains.
If you're a small business owner in Southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
West Plains Scissors football on Hot Country KD1. Tonight's game is brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
And now, West Plains Scissors football on the official home of the Scissors, Hot Country KDY.
And welcome to McDonald's Field at Scissors Stadium. I'm Harlan Hutchison, and over here to my right tonight for the first time, Mike Renfro, and I thought that was really nice of the folks, Mike, to set off the fireworks for you.
I thought so also, Harlan.
It's good to have you here. We should have an entertaining football game tonight. It's not nearly as hot as it was last week, but one week in, you know, the teams that lost last week probably have a feeling like you really, really need to win this game this week.
Right.
And Glendale's always a hard team.
They're probably going to be about the same as it was last year offensively. I remember being up there with you guys last year, and it was kind of a shootout. I think we picked the ball off and ran it back for a touchdown, really turned that game around and won the game up there. And I thought we got outplayed last year, but we somehow, you know, came out with a W.
And that's all that really matters right now at this point in the season. Of course, Glendale, as mentioned, has a new coach, but that makes no difference. They're going to still throw the ball. The over-under for passing tonight for Glendale, I would say I'd put the number at around 55 maybe?
Probably, yeah. It'd probably be a long night.
I'd go over.
Yes.
More than likely. Paul Knight is always happy to recount the story of the night that we played that four-hour football game at Glendale early in the season, and that one turned out pretty good. But, you know, the one thing that does happen to West Plains, and it really came into play last week in a pretty big way, is the fact, as Joel said, we have eight kids that are going both ways.
Right.
And we're going to be, you know, chasing these Glendale receivers around like chickens in the barnyard, trying to keep up with them. And they have one kid that goes both ways, offense and defense. So it's going to be interesting to see how we hold up, especially late in the game. At least it's not as hot as it was last week, though.
Well, the only thing we could maybe hope for is, you know, Glendale does have some new coaches involved and maybe a little different philosophy than the previous coaches. So I guess we'll just buckle up and see what happens here in a few minutes.
Yep, and we're having the coin toss at midfield right now. The Zizzer captains Alex Judd, Briggs Houston, Isaiah Jones, and Ryland Kinslow are the four captains for the Zizzers. And we'll go ahead and take our final break, and then we'll have the opening kickoff for tonight's ball game here at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. And it looks like perhaps the Zizzers won the coin toss. So we'll take a one-minute break and back with the kickoff between West Plains and Glendale coming up on Hot Country KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
We're just about ready to get this football game started. West Plains will kick to start the contest, and they'll be kicking south to north, and Chase Larson tees it up. We didn't do a real good job on kick coverage last week, so we'll see if we can improve that a little bit. Back deep, Noah Goforth and Lucas Rich for the Glendale Falcons. They're in the white with the Carolina blue pants and trim. West Plains in the red shirts, white pants, and those new white helmets with the red thunderbolt. Chase Larson has it teed up, and this game is ready to start as soon as the referee gives us the go-ahead and something's wrong with the scoreboard. We've been having an...
Everything blew up, didn't it?
There we go. Now we can play. Okay. Coach Dixon was coming over to give some instruction and then saw it was working. And, oh, we're okay now. All right. Chase has a terrific leg.
Is he one of the soccer players?
Yes, he's played a little soccer. Here's the kick. And a high kick that will drift down to Goforth at the 6. He's to the 10, the 15, going to left. Breaks through a hole, and he'll be down across the 35 near the 39-yard line. So a good return to start the game for the Falcons, and they'll start up in pretty good shape. First down and 10 from the 39.
We don't have to do the first down thing anymore, do we?
No, we don't.
That's great.
It's first down. And
I won't have much to do tonight then, will I?
All you need to do is sit back and have a good time. They're going to mark him down at the 38-yard line. The quarterback for the Falcons is Rex Dieters. He was a wide receiver last year. And on first down, three down lineman, quarterback draw up the middle at the 40, tackle from behind. And the tackle makes the 42-yard line. On the tackle that time was Jackson Hunter, who was a little dinged up going into last week's game. Game of four, gain of four, second down and 6 from the Glendale, 43-yard line. Back to Dieters. He throws it on the inside slant behind the receiver and incomplete. West Plains had that play covered pretty well, but that ball was thrown behind. And Glendale knows they're going to throw, so there's no need to huddle. They're going to line up quickly here. And on third down and about 6, Dieters will take it, looks to the flat, slant over the middle, caught, and that will be short of the first down.
I bet they go for it, though.
Tackle made by about 4 red shirts that time. And the tackle, principal tackler there for West Plains was Jacob Moore, a sophomore. And Mike says they're going to go for it. And they have about a yard and a half to get a first down. So let's see if they go with a quarterback draw. Empty backfield, 5 wide receivers. 3 down linemen for the Zizzers.
Maybe trying to pull us off sides.
It sort of starts to look that way. Here's the snap. Throw out to the flat, and that ball is caught, and the receiver is down, and that's a first down at the 46-yard line. So it'll be first down and a gain of 11 on the play. Well, I said 11. It wasn't near that much. It's 5, but it's still a first down. First down and 10 for Glendale. Back to throw. Quarterback flushed out of the pocket. Slides down as he is tackled at the 44-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. We're down to 10-19 and counting in the opening drive of the ball game. Dylan Brigman gets credit for the last tackle. Back to throw. Dieter to the flat. The ball is caught on an out pattern. Missed tackle at the 35 to the 33-yard line before the tackle is made there. That'll be another Glendale first down as they move that ball from the 44 down to close to the 33. So that'll be a gain of 11 and a first down, and that's what you're going to see all night long, pretty much.
Seem to be getting the passes out pretty quick also, Harlan.
First down and 10 now from the 33 of West Plains. This drive started at the Glendale 38. They throw it over the right side on a little seam pass, and that ball is caught, and that'll be another first down down to the 16-yard line. And Glendale just moving marching the ball down. Right down the field. Go forth on the reception that time for Glendale.
We knew they were going to do this. This is what they've always done.
This is what they do. This is who they are. And now back to throw again. Dieter with pressure outside, missed him. Roll out to the right. Dieter pumps the ball, drives to the 13 before he's tackled there. And a good open field tackle that time for West Plains by Stetson Fox. And so there'll be a gain on the play of about 4 yards.
They need to make the print bigger on these programs.
For you and me both, I'll tell you what. All right, throw out to the left side on a quick throw. That ball is incomplete. That was good coverage out there. I wanted to say that it was. No, it was not. It was actually Ryland Kinslow on the coverage that time on the quick pass out to the left sideline. So now, third down and 7. Third and 7, first drive of the game from the West Plains 13. Dieter back to throw, slant pass, caught, first down, down to the 1 yard line, and Glendale is knocking on the door here early on in this contest. Tackle made at the 1 by Will Stoffer, but not before it turns into a first down.
Little keeper here, you think?
I would imagine so. Here's the snap.
Here it is.
Quarterback keeps it, draw play right up the middle. He's held up short of the goal line. They're not going to give him the touchdown. Inside the 1, so he'll have a foot or two before he breaks the play to the end zone. Football has changed so much over the years. Second down and 1 now. Second and goal from the 1 yard line. Rex Dieters draw. Missed tackle. The second guy didn't miss, though. And they'll stop him for a loss on the play of a couple of yards.
Like you said, this is what happens with the spread offense when you get down here. Something like this, it's hard to get it in sometimes.
Well, we've seen Mizzou have that trouble over the years, too. So, no gain on the play, maybe a loss of a yard. It's third down and goal to go from the 1.5. They moved early. That'll be a penalty on the Falcons, and that'll move them back 5 more yards. So, with the clock stopped at 7:55, the officials will move the football back 5 yards. I don't necessarily know if that's a big advantage or not.
I don't either. Gives them more room to work down there, doesn't it?
5 wide, 3 left, 2 to the right. Third down and goal from the 7-yard line. Big early play in this game, and they moved early again. That's another 5 yards. Almost makes you wonder if they did that on purpose or what.
I don't think so.
Another 5-yard penalty, illegal procedure. So the penalty flag's been our best defense here in the first drive. Dawson Howell, as Mr. March credits him for that last sack we had. Back to throw it. Dieter's slant over the middle. Caught.
He dropped it.
He flat dropped it.
Going to try a field goal, it looks like.
Ryland Kinslow, I think, was covering on that play, and boy, he had it right in his hands, didn't he?
He did.
A little slant play from left to right, and now they'll try a field goal. The field goal kicker for the Falcons is Trevor Heeman. And it's a 29-yard field goal. Line drive looks like it's right between the uprights. And it is. 7:37 to go here in the opening quarter from McDonald's Field at Scissor Stadium. It's Glendale 3, West Plains nothing. Back in a minute on KDY.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zither and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zither girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Glendale took the opening kickoff and went 61 yards before getting backed up with some penalties, and they kick a 29-yard field goal. West Plains ready to receive the ensuing kick. And here's a line drive kick that'll be bobbled momentarily, picked up at the 10, the 15-yard line, 20-yard line, tries to bounce wide, 25, gets to the corner, 30, 35-yard line, takes on the tackler. And a good return for West Plains that time. On the return that time for West Plains was Lance Norton, and his first down and 10.
We kind of won the battle of that first drive, actually, field goal. They were right there. The two penalties backed them up, of course.
How many times does Glendale not get a touchdown when they get the ball there? I mean, that's some tough stuff. All right, here come West Plains. Isaiah Jones at quarterback. We'll go over the starters. Remy Wilson's in the backfield with him. Three wide right, one to the left, and that's a big one, Briggs Houston. 35-yard line, Wilson in motion. Quick throw, Briggs with the catch, and he is going to be hit in the backfield. Fumbled the football, and West Plains got it back just barely as it went out about the 36, 37-yard line. Really good alert play that time by Peyton Reynolds, the 228-pound offensive lineman for West Plains, to get on that. And they were ready for a little out pass to Briggs Houston. And they're going to see a lot more of that tonight, probably. So for it's second down and 10. Hand off Wilson up the right side. Gets across the 40-yard line up near the 42. And that'll be a nice pickup on the play of close to six, and it'll be third down and about 4 yards to go.
You know, Harlan, if we could sustain a drive running the ball, it would keep their offense off the field a little bit.
And I am all about that.
I am too.
So now, third down and 4 yards to go. The ball is on the 42-yard line of West Plains. Briggs Houston lines up as a tight end on the near left side. Play action pass. Isaiah looking deep over the middle. Throws the ball over the middle. He's open, but it's going to be caught. What a catch. A one-handed. No, they're going to say it's incomplete.
A little bump there, too.
Well, they had three guys back there, and they still nearly got him the football. So it'll be fourth down. Thought for a second that he'd held on to it. He made a good attempt with one hand, but couldn't quite pull it in. So it'll be a punt. We'll see if Glendale sends anyone back deep. You would really doubt that West Plains would fake a punt here, but you never know. Here's the snap, and the kick is away. Low line drive, and that should be a returnable kick, but he fumbled the football. And now the coverage breaks down a little bit, but they will hem him in. Remy Wilson with a good tackle at the 32-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 right there. So changes possession, sees the Falcons back up about 6-7 yards, and they'll have it first down and 10 yards to go.
We're going to have to do a little better than three and out.
Because the more chances you give these guys, you know, they scored 46 points last week. Now, Waynesville scored 30. But you give them enough chances, they're going to put some points on the board. Timeout on the field for Water. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. It's West Plains nothing and Glendale nothing. Back in a minute on KDY.
Since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit howellcountyhabitat.org.
Why risk hiring an out-of-town pro? Find the best local professionals in your area with our directory at 417findalocalpro.com. Powered by Ozark Radio News. Visit the website and browse today to discover Gentleman Jim's Record, Ward's Plumrite Plumbing Company, and Woolsey & Sons Well Drilling and Pump Service. These local professionals know the service and work you expect and would love to help you with your needs. Give one a call today.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
First and 10 for Glendale with the clock showing 5:55 here in the first quarter.
Quarters went by pretty fast, actually.
It has. It's kept running because Glendale was able to move the ball and keep it in play that first possession. From the 32-yard line, here's a pass again, up the right side, up the right seam, and the ball is caught and moved upfield near the 50-yard line, 49. That's a 17-yard gain and a first down for the Glendale Falcons. What they do isn't real, doesn't look real complicated,
no.
But the way they do it really is pretty impressive.
Well, you got to have the players to make it work, and they obviously do.
Three wide left. They look to the right instead. Pump fake down the sideline. Ball tipped, almost intercepted that time. Good coverage on the play by Landon Bryant, another sophomore. You know, for us to have any kind of depth, the sophomore class is really going to have some kids step up and produce this year, because as far as juniors and seniors go, they can't be out there all the time, and they're out there enough as it is.
What were you saying? We had eight people going both ways?
Yes.
And Glendale has one?
One. Back to throw on second and 10. Out to the flat. Knocked down, another terrific play. This time, there he is, Dawson Howell, who got his hands on that pass out to the flat. Dawson Howell with a terrific play, incomplete, and now it's third down and 10.
Let's see if we can get a stop here, Harlan.
Need one. Let's see which direction they go. They've been throwing here to the right side for the most part so far.
Here you go.
Quarterback draw. He looks for a gap, finds one, breaks a tackle, two tackles, out of bounds, very close to the first down, but it's going to be short by about 2 yards.
And I'm sure they will go with it on fourth down. They're on the other side of the 50.
They haven't had a running back in the backfield with the quarterback for a single play yet. Clock stopped at 5:25. All right, here's a fourth down and 2. West Plains shows blitz.
Get him.
Rolling out, breaking coverage, and now a sliding stop by the quarterback as he goes down to the 35-yard line. And a gain on the play of about 7, and a first down for the Falcons. So the quarterback just took the snap and read the play. It's first down now from the 36 of West Plains. Pass underneath to the right side. Ball caught. Gain of about 5 near the 20. I want to say the 20. Well, I'm going to say the 29. That's a better pickup than I thought it was. Maybe to the 27. That will be a 9-yard gain. And it's going to be less than a yard to go for the first down. And the Falcons just keep pushing the ball upfield.
We just can't seem to get any pressure right now. They've got a pretty good size offensive line.
Slant play over the middle, and that ball is caught, cutting back from left to right. And West Plains will finally get coverage and bring him down. That's Camden Bellamy, a sophomore wide receiver. And it was enough for the first down, down to the about the 23-yard line. So the Falcons did score a field goal their first possession. Here's on first down, a running play right up the middle, and West Plains will sniff
that one out
pretty quick. On the tackle that time was Jackson Huffstetler.
If you can get a hit on them quarterbacks, they'll tend not to run up in there some as much. That's
not
the problem, though. We haven't caught him.
Not as willing, but on that play, only a gain of 1. Well, Dawson Howell got credit for that last stop. And now second down and 10. Quick throw out to the left. Ball is almost intercepted. Wow. Now that time, that play got sniffed out pretty quick. And as it turned out, nearly an
pick six.
That could have gone for six, for sure. It was deflected by number 35, Lance. On the covers, Lance Norton again. Third down and 9.
There's still a little bit of sun over in that corner, too. It may have affected that some.
Here's a blow snap. He gets away from the quarterback. Don't lose contain. They hem him in, and now he breaks away, runs to the right, cuts back in, tackle made, back at the 29-yard line. So it looked like that he might get away, but Alex Judd roped him in, and the tackle made at the 29. So now it's going to be a long yardage situation. It'll be fourth down, and it looks like about 16 for the first down. And here they go, going for it on fourth down. Three down linemen with the rush. Not much pressure. Slant over the middle. Ball is tipped, and it's incomplete.
No, good defense.
Good play that time from the safety position to come over and help out. And with a hand on the ball, Ryland Kinslow.
It's hard to pick the numbers up, isn't it?
It really is. These screens here on the windows in front of us doesn't really help too much.
Well, in our age, probably doesn't help either.
Well, I tend to blame the screens, but, you know. 3:13 left in the first quarter. West Plains, after giving up three, they get a stop.
Let's move the ball here a little this time.
Let's see if we can put together something. I mean, Waynesville scored 30 on them last week, so it can be done. Here's a quarterback draw play. Jones pops outside 30, 35-yard line. Takes on a tackler, 40-yard line. Up to the 42. That's the first down.
Somebody lost a helmet. They're going to have to go to the sidelines.
So a gain of 12 on the run that time for Isaiah Jones. He got banged up a little bit in last week's game. Had to leave for a couple of plays. Took a pretty good shot to the shoulder. And that time he moved the chains and gives West Plains their first down of the football game.
Glendale's got a defensive end that's committed to Tennessee. Haven't heard much of him tonight yet.
Let's hope we don't hear too much all night long. Kellen Lindstrom,
athlete.
Quick out pattern. The ball is caught by Kinslow, but that won't go for anything. Tackle right at the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second down and 10. Yes, his name is Kellen Lindstrom, and he wears number five.
He's about 6'6", it looks like. He's a good athletic-looking young man.
Going to Tennessee. He's already committed there. All right, we're looking at second down and 10. Clock still moving. 3-0 Glendale. First quarter, late. And the flag will go down before the ball is snapped. Illegal procedure against West Plains.
Did we have a lot of penalties last week?
Not really. And as far as penalties go, there really weren't a lot of penalties called. I don't know if I've ever seen a football game where you had no holding penalties.
Oh, really?
For the entire football game. Either team.
Wow. It's been pretty clean tonight with all the passing and everything, no interference, no grabbing yet. So the officials must have something to do after the game, you reckon?
You think they're looking for a place to eat?
Yeah, they might be.
It's second down, and after that penalty, second down and 15. Now Jones back to throw at his own 30. Throws way out to the right side. High pass through the hands. Incomplete.
He's got a nice arm.
He really has a great arm. Kinslow, the intended receiver on the play at the Glendale 42-yard line, but that pass was a little bit too tall. I'll tell you what, Isaiah Jones last week threw a couple of balls, including the 70-yard touchdown pass to Ryland Kinslow. That was just eye-opening, not your typical high school quarterback throw, I thought. But that ball was a little bit high. And now,
what's his grade, Harlan? I can't see it on here.
Isaiah is a junior.
Junior, okay.
So he'll be back for another round next year. Two left, man in motion to the left, Remy Wilson.
Flag.
And another penalty flag.
We just talked about that, how clean it was.
You
should have jinxed him.
Maybe. But it's going to be another illegal procedure penalty on West Plains.
You know, we lost several weapons from last year. It's hard to replace. what we had and getting used to, you know, Joel's second year, getting his program, you know, getting installed and everything. So it just takes time.
One thing about it, he really brags on how hard these kids work and how good they are to coach. And that's,
well, that makes a big difference.
It really does. Briggs Houston is wide out to the left side with a slot man in motion, Remy Wilson. Back to throw, pressure on the quarterback, throws it high over the middle and incomplete. And Isaiah Jones was just, like he did most of the game last week, just trying to get rid of the ball before the pressure got there. And pressure was certainly evident that time, coming straight up the middle. Only one guy was coming through, but Bryce Fell, who is a junior lineman for the Falcons, was right in his face. It's incomplete. It's fourth down and long, fourth and about 20. Jones to punt. Let's see if they bring any pressure here. They do. From the outside, nearly blocked. The kick is away and off to the right. Bounces at the 40-yard line. Takes a Glendale roll and kneel down it at the 40.
Not sure how that got through.
He must have just run right by it, because whoever was on the outside right side. Now, a flag is down. We may have roughing the kicker call. Hey, that's what we need.
We'll have to kick it again, though.
That is not an automatic, is it?
No. I don't think. Not in high school.
Well, it's a personal foul, so.
Maybe it is.
Maybe. Roughing the kicker against Glendale is declined. Really? I guess it would not have been automatic, so.
They're still discussing it.
And Coach Wyatt went out and told the official, we have had a failure to communicate or something, because I really get the impression that maybe they are now going to take penalty. Well, they've already moved the chains, so that's a bit of an issue. And the officials will converse.
We've got a little drama here.
But again, it could well be the point that it's not going to be an automatic first down. It would be fourth down and 5. And now they're saying, hey, move it back. Move the chains back. But, of course, if it were an automatic first down, naturally, West Plains would accept the penalty.
Have they even stepped the penalty off?
I don't
think so.
They're working off memory, so 42 is the original line. 32 is where they punted the ball from. But like you say, they haven't marked the penalty off yet. 1:31 showing in the first quarter. Glendale 3, West Plains nothing in the Ozark Conference here tonight. And that was a heck of a throw from the line judge. And
now here we go.
Now they'll mark the penalty off. And even if it's 5 yards, so
it must have
been running into the kicker instead of roughing the kicker. So we'll kick it again. 5-yard penalty on Glendale. Snap, another big rush. Kick is away. This is a way better kick. High kick. Down to the 25-yard line. Good coverage.
A block in the back.
And
come on,
a
good
block
Lord.
From behind. Remy Wilson gets a tackle at the 35-yard line. That was a little on the borderline side, wasn't it?
It was. The official had his back turned, I guess. He just didn't see it.
So first and 10 now for Glendale. And West Plains defense, again, very similar to their offense from a personnel standpoint.
The quarter was moving quickly, and it kind of came to a grinding halt there.
Minute 20 left. Back to throw from the 35. Quick pass out to the sideline, and the receiver will eventually be pushed out at the, let's see, the 41. So that's a gain of 6 and bring up second down. They don't run the ball, but their passing game, in a lot of cases, is about the same as a running game.
You wouldn't want to be a tailback or fullback on Glendale's team.
I'd be.
You'd be on the bench a lot.
I'd be transferring.
Yes.
Back to throw it again on second and 4. Ditter over the middle. Pass almost intercepted. Good coverage again by West Plains. Cutting across to get a hand on the play was Jackson Taylor. And now, with 46 seconds to go in the first quarter, it'll be third down and about 4 yards to go. If West Plains can hold them here, then they would probably punt. Theater to throw it. Short ball incomplete at the 50-yard line or 45-yard line. That ball was probably should have been caught, but good coverage on the play on the far side.
I don't know, Harlan. We haven't been moving the ball, so we'll see here.
Warren Lawson, wearing number 4, was in on the stop, and they line up to go for it. On fourth down, watch the quarterback draw here.
Oh, they snapped
an early snap. He goes right up the middle, and he ain't going to get it.
That was a mess up.
Everybody knew the snap count except for the center, and that's bad.
I don't think he was supposed to snap it either.
You could tell by the fact that the linemen were just standing up looking around, and the quarterback seemed rather surprised when the ball landed right in his gut.
It was a good thing. It was on target.
So a two-yard gain, not enough, and that's a big break for West Plains. First and 10 from the Glendale, 43-yard line. Let's see if they're going to line up in a straight eye this time. With two receivers left, motion man from right to left. Handoff, running left, follows the blocking, will get a yard maybe at the 42-yard line. And not much running room that time, and the carry that time by Remy Wilson. Offense for West Plains, Isaiah Jones at the quarterback, Dawson Howell is at fullback. Remy Wilson, the running back. Wideouts, Briggs Houston, Ryland Kinslow. Tied in is Red Erickson. The offensive line across the front, Peyton Reynolds, Jeff Edgeler, Fernando Lopez, Maddox Hawkins, and Jackson Hunter.
Still in the eye.
Quick pass to the flat. Ball is caught by Kinslow.
There's a flag.
Breaks a tackle, and a flag's going to be thrown, and that's going to be on West Plains. An illegal block.
Either legal block or holding.
We've had more flags thrown in the first quarter of this game than we had all last week, pretty much.
That's your first holding call. You said
you didn't
have any last week, so there you go.
Wasn't that I missed it. I was just kind of surprised that we didn't see any. But that will be holding, illegal use of hands, whatever.
Whatever.
So it'll be a 10-yard penalty and move it back to the other side of the 50-yard line to the West Plains 48. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. West Plains trailing Glendale 3-0, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Severe weather can strike at any time, and you can be sure the Ozark Radio Network will be there with all the details. Tune into our family of Ozark Radio Network stations. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by A&A Quality Roofing. A&A Quality Roofing has been providing service excellence for both residential and commercial clients by providing premium roofing services in West Plains and the surrounding areas, as well as siding and seamless gutters. A&A Quality Roofing protects what matters most.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do, and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a want-to-do. But flossing before a dentist appointment so they don't suspect that flossing is a never-do, that's a gotta-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
We come back, and a short run on third down makes it 3rd and 17. Tackle made by Darian Washington, a senior defensive back for the Falcons. And
they didn't piddle around there, did they?
They did not. Normally you got at least a minute. And now
we're taking a timeout.
Now we're taking a timeout. I don't trust anybody. Okay, we'll take a timeout again. 1 minute break. Back with more in just a moment on KDY.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
Save with Dave.
.com.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave us friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Back with Mike Renfro, I'm Harlan Hutchison, and we start the second quarter with the score 3-0. Glendale on top. And it's third and long for West Plains. They have the ball at their own 48-yard line. And it's pink out night tonight. And Mike's daughter, Sammy, does such a wonderful job working with that great cause. Now, here we go. Third down and 17. Here comes a blitz. Fake. Throw it over the middle. Oh, ball is going to be incomplete. As Mike said, Briggs was open, but... He didn't have any time.
He didn't have any time. You're right.
Last week, West Plains did a really good job first half throwing the football and fairly well in the second half. But the one thing that happened after halftime, Bolivar blitzed everybody on every play that would suggest a pass. And they really poured through the West Plains line. Isaiah to kick it. He kicks it away from his own 38. Line drive kick. Big hop. And it's taken at the 20-yard line, tackle made at the 23 that time. Good coverage downfield by Alex Judd, who late in the game had some cramp issues. And that was another thing last week. It was so stinking hot, you thought, we're going to have a lot of people cramp problems. Nobody cramped up in the first half.
That's crazy.
Second half, it was like a cramp every third play.
We dealt with that last year a lot, too.
Here's the Falcons on offense from their own 23-yard line. They've got everybody spread out. Dieter, the quarterback, takes it, throws it, a little underneath pass, incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Ball was intended that time for Wilbert Cooper, one of the slot receivers. There's a lot of them.
You know, it'd be fun to play with Glendale's offense. It's just like fast break basketball, really. That's why kids like it.
Second down and 10. Dieter throws to the right. Good that pass. Ball Covered is there. Going to be incomplete, broken up. Good defensive play that time. Will Stauffer was on hand to get a hand on that.
We've adjusted a little bit since the first quarter. First drive they had, they just went right down the field. But we seem to be adjusting to what they're doing.
And now, third down and 10. From the 23 of Glendale, Falcons to throw it, heaving it down the right side. Deep down the right side, caught. First down and a lot more inside the 35 to the 30-yard line. And that ball was perfectly thrown. 47.
Nice pass.
Yard pass, I believe. It depends where they marked that. 30. Yep, close to that anyway. And 47-yard gain, first down and 10 for Glendale at the West Plains 30. Well, you couldn't throw it much better than that.
That got him out of trouble quickly. Now we got something going on.
Whistle's blown before the play starts. And West Plains will sub in 3-for-3 here. So we'll have a new defensive line. And those guys up front rushing the quarterback, boy, they're going to sleep in the morning, I can tell you. They're not going to get up early.
Well, you just have to respect the quarterback because he's going to take off running. We got to have a spy on him.
Back to throw it. Looks right. Ball broken up. That pass was a little high. Stauffer on the coverage that time. It'll be second and 10.
Is it complete because it was broken up by number one, Will Stauffer.
3-0 score, second quarter.
Second down at 10 yards, and the Citizens are on defense.
Dieters, the quarterback, will line everybody up with five wide. West Plains will blitz from the outside. Dieters is hit as he throws. That ball is going to be incomplete.
That woke him up a little bit.
Boy. That'll work.
Who is that anyway?
That was Lance Norton, I think.
Number 35?
Yep.
He put a good stick on him.
He got him. The ball just left his hands. when Lance really put one on him. Now it's third down and 10 from the 30, and flags go down, and that is likely
to be illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure, delay a game, something like that. Dead ball, illegal procedure. Back goes the Glendale offense 5 yards.
I guess most of the colleges open up this weekend, too.
They do. Well, Mizzou opened last night.
Last night. I think Missouri State plays tonight of all nights out in Kansas, I think.
It's going to be a lot of games tomorrow for sure. Third down, 15. Dieters to throw for Glendale. Throws it over the middle. Passes high, broken up, and incomplete. Is there going to be a flag on the play? Doesn't look like it.
Nope.
Good coverage that time for West Plains.
Fourth and 15, and they'll surely go for it.
Jacob Moore on the coverage that time, 13. So now it'll be fourth down and 15. Are they going to punt? No.
No.
They'll line up and go for it. Back to throw, pump right, here flags
flag.
Down.
More motion. Play. Look like number 19 out here moved a little bit.
Rex Dieters, the quarterback, will move his team back 5 more yards, which is a big deal because now fourth and 20 instead of fourth and 15.
The flag's been our friend here on some of these fourth down plays.
Well, you know something that it's done? Is we've had so many. That's the fifth penalty on Glendale.
Right.
And we've had a couple. But those penalty flags slow the pace of the game down
it
a
does.
Lot. And for us, that's not a bad thing. Three down linemen, no blitz. Dieters fakes, rolls out. He's going to be sacked for a big loss. Jackson Hunter on the tackle that time. Huge loss on the play of 13 yards. And West Plains will not only get the ball back,
They shot the fireworks off on that one.
Well, they're going to give him a little bit more than what he deserved. They're going to move the ball back to around the 48-yard line of West Plains. But, boy, what a good play. Three down linemen. They got a pass rush, and Jackson Hunter got the quarterback.
Kind of gave you a bad spot there. Anyway.
I thought they should have moved that back down the field about 5 yards.
Yeah,
but
me too.
That's just me.
We're homers.
Great job by Jackson Hunter that time. Now West Plains, let's see if we can get a score here and get the lead. Fake it, and Jones breaks one, two
there
tackles. Doe goes to the 50, 45-yard line, tackle from behind.
About 10 yards.
Good run that time, and it'll be a first down or close. Not quite. It's going to be a yard short.
We need to do that play again.
Dawson Howell, who...
The thing about running the eye, though, it just draws the – it's not spread out like Glendale is. It just kind of jams everything up. That's why the spread offense works more if things just spread out so much.
Alva spread set with one running back. Motion man from the right into the backfield. Here's a snap. They'll hand it off running to the left, and that is Kinslow, and he'll be short of the first down. He needed two. He got about a half a yard. Third down and short.
We need to pick this up.
Here is where you would...
I'd say it's four down territory for us.
Oh, definitely. And this is where if you were expecting Dawson Howell to get the football, the fullback, this is where you would expect that to happen. But we'll see as West Plains will change in and out some players. Lance Norton is back in the football game for West Plains. Or Rhett Erickson comes in at a tight end. I formation. It's third down and one from the 43 of Glendale. Quarterback sneak. First down. Jones across the 40 down near the 39. Maybe the 38. First down for the Zizzers with 9:24 to go in the first half.
I keep wanting to do this. First down is brought to you by, but.
Well, you can.
It's not my job anymore. Okay. I can make stuff up, I guess.
That was a good play. And the quarterback just pretty much read the. Glendale has three down linemen, so as the quarterback, you just wait to see which side that nose guard takes, and then you just let your center take him that way, and you go the other way. First down and 10, 39 of Glendale. West Plains on a drive now. Jones, back to throw, has time. He looks deep. He throws it deep down the right side. Ball under throw. High pass. Cut!
Touchdown.
And that's a touchdown for West Plains.
Wow. Nice athletic play there.
Rylan Kinslow.
Both ends of that were.
Boy, that was a heck of a catch. A heck of a throw. There's a case where the quarterback just let his guy go up and go after it and pulled it down.
Well, he threw it up and he came back and got it.
Terrific pass, and West Plains takes the lead at the 8:48 mark. Rylan Kinslow on the reception. When I saw the player go up, immediately, I thought it was
going to be an interception at first, but he.
Here's the extra point try by Chase Larson. He punches, and that ball goes between the uprights. So with 8:48 to play in the first half, West Plains takes the lead over the Glendale Falcons, 7-3. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirschbeam Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
HirschEquipment.com. This is a game changer for anyone looking for equipment. That's because all of Hirschbeam Farm Supply's equipment inventory is now listed on one site. You can find tractors, lawn equipment, trailers, livestock equipment, pre-owned inventory, and more. In fact, you can go to the site and get a quote and get the value of your trade. Now, there's no reason to put it off. Get what you need today with the help of HirschEquipment.com.
Summer isn't over yet, and there's still time for adventure. Whether you need navigation, all-wheel drive, towing capability, or third-row seating, Bailey Chevrolet GMC has the SUV to get you there.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come test drive the sport utility for your next adventure today. Find new roads.
Go 4693111. Bailey team is gonna get it done.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Glendale goes back with Lucas Rich and Camden Bellamy. They stand back at their five-yard line. Here's the approach. Chase Larson kicks it away. Really good kick. That'll come down at the 6 and return to the right. At the 10 to 15, circles right, and now hemmed in, spun around and down across the 20 near the 24-yard line. First down and 10 for Glendale. Jackson Hunter set up that touchdown, Mike, because he got that big sack on fourth down and gave West Plains great field position.
He did. That was a great play. Both ends, quarterback and the receiver on that. It was important West Plains to score right there too, Harlan.
You know, Joel Wyatt said this morning today on our pregame, he said a football game is decided by 4 or 5 plays normally.
Right.
That's one of the plays right there. That wasn't the touchdown scored, but it set up the chance to score a touchdown. Dieter from the 24. Quarterback draw up the middle, and he'll drag a few people with him up near the 28. And that should be worth a gain of about 3. They marked that ball at the 25. So it's going to be second down and about 7 to go.
We've settled in a little on defense, don't you think?
I think so. I think they've made, I'm not sure what it was, but they've made an adjustment.
Right.
After the first series. Second down and 7. Dieters looks over the middle. That ball is going to be slapped down. Good coverage again. I don't see a flag on the field. And the officials are kind of letting them play a little bit of contact in the secondary. Jacob Moore with the slap away, and so that'll bring up third down and 7.
Got 3 wide out here to the left.
3rd and 7, running play up the middle, and boy, that's not going to get close to a first down as the defense came up.
You'd think they would punt this.
Alex Judd on the stop that time for West Plains. Oh, they've got to punt this.
Here they come.
You got to punt from here. The ball is at the 31-yard line. It is short by almost 5 yards, so it will definitely be a punting situation. And now it'd be really nice if West Plains could get the ball back here.
Score before half.
Put together a long drive, eat up some clock. And the quarterback does the kicking, Rex Dieters. Snap good. Big rush, kicks away. Very short. He shanked that one. Looked like one of my 5 woods, and as it goes out of bounds off to the right. And about the 46-yard line. We're going to get the ball back about where we had it last time.
I was going to say that looked like one of Paul's 9-iron shots. He's probably not listening.
No, but he'll hear about it. He'll go back and watch the video and catch up with it. He'll be making a physical note and a mental note, probably.
He would say the same thing about me.
Yeah,
I told him, I said, man, I got to have some help next week. And
yeah, he called in the practice squad guy. Reed's gone. He's gone. So
just like
I'm
that.
It. I'm it.
I'm happy to have you here.
I've done it three or four times with him. It's kind of fun to do.
Timeout on the field, and 7:21 to go in the first half. 7-3 the score. West Plains on top, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry. He installs new windshields too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
It's going to be West Plains football, 1st and 10. Great field position, Glendale 46. I mentioned a little while ago, Mike, your daughter, Sammy,
right,
is so involved with this pink out stuff. Normally that's a basketball season thing during the girls' basketball season, but they've decided to have one here during football season. That's a great idea. She does such a good job. That must make you really proud of her.
Yeah, I really am. She's not employed with the school anymore. She's actually working with the hospital now.
Yeah.
But she's still coaching basketball and involved with that. Her and Coach Womack's always had that relationship.
1st and 10 from the 46 of Glendale. Isaiah Jones under center. Hands off to the tailback, Remy Wilson.
Nice hole.
He'll be stood up after he picked up 4 yards, maybe, to the 42-yard line.
This is old school 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But
and I love this stuff.
We don't have dust anymore because we got artificial turf. But
4 yards in a cloud of rubber pellets.
Rubber pellets or whatever this stuff is. This place has changed a lot since I played here.
For me, too. I remember coming up here to play.
We played the very first game here in 1974.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
2nd down, 6 to go at the Glendale 42-yard line. Isaiah under center. Toss sweep to the right side. Norton with the carry. Has a lead block. Gets to the corner and knocked down at the 40-yard line.
Hold. A little hold. Coming back. He got hit pretty hard there. It looked like helmet to helmet, but they didn't call that.
So it'll be a penalty against West Plains. Move things back a little bit from the point of the foul. They'll move that back across the 50-yard line to the West Plains 48. So 14 yards to go for the first down.
We have a nice crowd tonight, Harlan.
We do. We always have a great crowd for the opener, and forget the fact that we've got another section of bleachers down there, which didn't used to be there.
And Glendale's got some people from Springfield also on the other side over there.
They do. These two teams have had some wild games over the past 10 seasons or so.
West Plains, our fans always travel well. Some of the Springfield schools don't.
And timeout's going to be called by West Plains. 6:09 to go, first half. And the score, West Plains 7, Glendale 3, back in a minute on KDY.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader, your vision on print.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains football, it's 2nd down and 16 after the penalty in our first appearance by Burlington Northern.
Yes.
Here to our right. Back to throw it. Isaiah flushed out of the pocket. Runs to the right. Gets a great block. 50-yard line, 45. Puts the pads down and gets to the 41. And I didn't catch who made that block out there in front of him, but it was a dandy that sprang him loose to pick up a good run.
Is it fourth down or third down?
This should be third down. Okay. I think.
Okay. They had.
So there's a pickup of about close to 10 yards on the play.
Pick this up, keep the drive going.
Same situation we had on the last drive. Now you're obviously in four down territory. Let's see if we try to hit him deep here. Nope, running play, and there's Norton. Breaks a couple of tackles, gets into the secondary, 30-yard line to the 28, and a first down for West Plains. Gain of 13 on the play. I see no penalty flag. So that was very timely, and a first down for the Zizzers.
You know, right now we're handling their Tennessee recruit pretty well. We went right through him that time.
We haven't mentioned
his name
at all.
No.
So it's first and 10. West Plains on the move. Ball is at the 27-yard line. Inside counterplay, handoff to Dawson Howell, but nowhere to go.
And as we say that,
he made he was right there. Yep, Dawson had, he got the handoff, and that was it. Nowhere to go on that play. The tackle made by Kellen Lindstrom, who will be wearing the orange and white.
He probably won't next year. He'll probably be redshirted. He's a nice-looking athlete.
Yeah, they'll have him in the weight room and eating steaks.
Yep.
And now it's second down. Back to throw it. Jones flushed. Now steps up, throws it. Oh, right. Wide open touchdown. 30-yard strike. Again, Ryland Kinslow with his second touchdown reception of the night, and it's 13-3. The only one thing the West Plains has done.
Glendale's coaches are really hot. There's a holding penalty there they didn't call.
One thing that West Plains is doing that Glendale's not been able to is get the ball down the field,
right,
with one exception they did early in the first drive. But West Plains has hit him for two big ones here. And it's 13-3.
Not sure what they were doing there, but
it's extra point time. Chase Larson with Isaiah Jones holding the hold down. Kick is up. Kick is through. 4:14 to go. West Plains up 14-3 on Glendale. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned, independent pharmacy with drive-thru and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com or download our RX local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
4:14 to go in the first half, and the booth right next to us is a guy that's got football in his DNA, chewing on that toothpick, isn't
he? Still got that toothpick from, he's had that forever.
Greg Simpkins over there watching the Zizzers. Here we go, Chase Larson with the kick. And a line drive kick will be fielded back at the 8-yard line, up to the 15, 20, 25, and down at the 26-yard line. You know, kick coverage was not our strength last week.
Well tonight.
But tonight it's been just fine. And, again, Alex Judd, I don't know if he ever leaves the field. I guess he does when we're on offense. But he's out there, it seems like, all the time, special teams, defense. And, boy, was he so good last year as a sophomore. He was, I believe, honorable mention on conference. But he did a fantastic job, and he anchors the defense this year.
He'll just get better and better as he matures. The Glendale coach was still fussing there during the break about that play. He picked that off.
Oh, incomplete. A pass up the right side. And Briggs Houston
had
that one in his sights but couldn't hold on. That would have been 6 points for West Plains had he held on, but it's incomplete. And it's second down and 10, 4:02 to go in the half. When you see West Plains line up defensively here, it looks like they're not as deep as they would be in a pre-vent, but they are so spread out across this back line with just three people rushing. Back to throw again. Dieter, he pumps. He throws it. Down the sideline, ball is tipped and incomplete again. Nearly picked off, and Ryland Kinslow was right there with the coverage. And also for West Plains was Jacob Moore. Jacob Moore has been in on a lot of these plays tonight in the secondary.
Looks like he might have a little stinger there. He's kind of shaking his arm a little bit.
Third down and long now. Third and 10 from the 27-yard line of Glendale.
Going deep.
Going to go deep down the right sideline. That ball is high and incomplete. Ball was probably a little out of bounds, a little too far to the right and out of bounds to be caught. And it'll be fourth down. West Plains will get the ball back with 3:50 to go, and maybe we can punch another one in here. Going back is Ryland Kinslow to receive the ball. He'll stand back at his 37.
We probably don't have the stats. I just wonder how many passes they've thrown in the first half here.
Well, I was trying to kind of keep up, but
gave
that up. It's hard to do this and that at the same time. Rex Dieters will kick it. And a flag down, of course.
It's like me at work. I got to do it all, and you have to do it all here, right?
My gosh. We're going to have to both put in for a raise, aren't we?
All right.
Ball is at the 27-yard line, but a flag down on the snap.
Glendale's had a gob of penalties tonight.
Well, they have.
A gob of these legal procedure penalties.
All right, so we back it up 5 now at the 22. Kinslow moves up to his own 42-yard line.
Could be
snap! Over the punter's head into the end zone. What's he going to do? He's going to pick the ball up. He's going to throw it. And the ball's intercepted at the 3-yard line.
He probably would have been better to kick that out for the safety than do what he did. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. He would have been better just to run out of the end zone with the football
and kick it. So there's your opportunity right here, Harlan.
Dallas Robert on the interception that time for West Plains.
How do you see those numbers down there? I got it.
If I didn't have those, I couldn't see anything. Dallas Robert with a terrific diving catch. Why in the world did he throw that football? Now West Plains has it at the 5. First and goal to go. Let's punch another one in.
I'd say Glendale's coach saying, son, next time just kick it out of the end zone.
Hand off, Remy Wilson up the middle, Burrows forward, touchdown. And he gets in for the touchdown for West Plains. Attaboy, Remy. At the 3:38 mark, West Plains scores for the third time in this quarter. Every dog within 6 blocks of here is running for the porch.
Lots of fireworks. Well, you got your touchdown. You didn't think he's going to get it that quick, though.
No, not that fast.
They've got time now to do something.
Extra point try for Chase Larson. That ball is kicked up, and it looks good from here, and it is. 3:38 to go in the half. West Plains suddenly up 21-3 on Glendale, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Well, the first quarter saw Glendale lead 3-0. Second quarter has seen West Plains score three consecutive times, 21-3. Zizzers lead it, and here's the approach and the kick, and that ball is away.
Quibby.
And a bouncer bobbled at the 22-yard line. Bailey on the return, bounces wide to the corner, and he'll be chased out of bounds at the 37-yard line, first and 10 for Glendale. You know, we've kind of had him since we got the big sack that gave West Plains the football back at midfield. We've kind of kept him pinned back a little bit here and there into the field. This will be the best field position they've had for a couple of three possessions.
Yeah, we got the momentum there and scored twice.
Yeah, we've had opportunities, and we took advantage of the opportunities that we've had.
We had two legits, and that last one was kind of a gift.
That's all right.
That's all right. Take them as you get them, or take them anywhere you can.
From the 35-yard line of Glendale, pass out to the right side. That ball is going to be a hook and ladder. They toss it, and they run up to the 50-yard line. And Dieter's got that ball out there quick. The hook and ladder is a play you see normally at the end of a half or something like that when you got a long distance to go. But that one worked for a good gain and a pickup of about 15 yards.
We need to stop them here, Harlan.
Last week we were up 24-6. In the last minute of the first half, they found a way, Bolivar found a way to score, made it 24-12, and it kept building from there for them right in the third quarter. So, yeah, it matters. Back to throw it. Dieters pumps it, pulls it down, runs left, throws it out to the flat. Ball is caught at the 50, 45, 40-yard line, pushed out of bounds at the 39.
We got a flag roughing the passer.
So that'll be tacked on to the end of the play if that be the case. Yep, sure enough.
Wasn't much, but he was right there.
Is it me, or have we had an inordinate number of penalty flags here in the first half? Seems like.
Well, the problem was, as we said, we weren't getting any, and then we jinxed ourselves, and now we're getting them about every other play now. So.
All right, so that'll move all the way down to the 23-yard line. The personal foul, that's one of the few big penalties we've had tonight so far.
And it wasn't much, really.
All right, from the West Plains 23, let's see if the defense can get some pressure. They rush him out of the pocket. Hunter is after him, rolling to the right sideline, and the ball knocked away and incomplete. Terrific defensive play that time in the secondary for West Plains. And again, on this, Jacob Moore is out there and gets a hand on the ball. He's been everywhere so far here in the first half on defense.
I'm impressed how good a shape we're in. I mean, we're chasing these guys everywhere, and we're hanging.
Second and 10 now for Glendale. From the 23, but this game has a long way to go. Back to throw it. Dieters to the near side. Ball is caught. Good, quick tackle made right there.
Short of the first down.
Ryland Kinslow on the stop at the 14. That's going to be very close to, but I think just short of a first down.
Third and short. Very short.
Let's see if the quarterback draw comes. Nope. Pulls it down. There he goes. 15, 10-yard line. Tries to get to the side. And he slides down at the 6.
Now we got another. We got a flag back here.
I believe.
On number 70 of Glendale, I believe.
Alex Judd may have been held a little bit there as he was rushing the quarterback.
Personal foul or something.
If not, it would be a first down at the West Plains 6, but it's not going to be a first down at the 6. This will move the ball back. So what was a third and one is going to be a third down and long now. So a big break for West Plains right here.
You know, and that wasn't even close to the play either. I don't know what they were, what he was thinking of. That was clear across the field from where the play was. But anyway, it's to our advantage.
It's a personal foul, so it's going to be against Glendale, and personal foul is 15 biggins. So that moves it back to the 29-yard line of West Plains. So it's now third down.
We need to get a couple more of those.
Third down and about 16.
And it's third down.
Three down linemen. Here comes the rush with three. Hunter moves in, gets behind him, chased him out of the pocket, running right. Judd is after him, the ball thrown, out of bounds, incomplete. Alex Judd with...
Put a good stick on him.
Jackson Hunter flushed him out of the pocket to the right, and Alex Judd got to him, and the ball fluttered out of bounds on the throw, so it'll be fourth down and long. Fourth and 16 with 2:32 to go in the first half.
Timeout, probably Glendale take a timeout.
And yep. Timeout is called by the Falcons. With 2:32 to go in the first half with the score West Plains 21 and Glendale 3. Back in a minute on KDY.
Coyote is a no-nonsense, dirt-digging powerhouse. It doesn't have unneeded distractions, like that fake tough radio guy voice.
The Coyote tractor has everything you need to get the job done right without all the extras.
Which means I can drop this tough guy voice now, I guess.
Nope, nope.
Never mind.
The Coyote tractor is a no-nonsense workhorse that doesn't rely on flashy displays to prove its worth.
Still got to do the thing.
Oh, yeah. Coyote. We dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
On fourth down, back to throw, and a sack again in the West Plains defense. Ends the Glendale possession like they have on at least one other occasion here tonight. And really good pressure that time coming from the outside. And Dylan Brigman with the stop. And West Plains gets the ball back at their own 33-yard line.
You sure that's the right name?
Yeah.
We were talking about that before.
If it's not, I'm blaming Mason. So it's first and 10. They're going to mark that at the 34-yard line. And Isaiah Jones comes from the sideline.
We stepped up our defense. We've got time here to do something, Harlan.
But I think what you said was 100% correct. That is, we've made some adjustments which really have helped on the defensive side. All right, on first down, draw play right up the middle, and that'll go for a yard, maybe. Maybe. Lance Norton on the carry that time for West Plains. And that will set that clock a ticking. And if we can get in at halftime up 21-3, Mike.
I know, I'm greedy. I'd like to be up 28-3, but that's me.
Gain of about a half a yard.
They may be content here. I don't know.
We're letting the clock tick.
We'll see on this play how aggressive they're going to be.
Well, at the very least, if you run the ball three times and you don't get a first down.
They don't want to turn it over down here and give them another shot.
On second down and 9 from the 35. Fake the draw, rolling out to pass. Jones throws underneath and Dawson Howell just dropped it.
It'd have been a short game.
Yep. And that stops the clock with a minute 38.
Here comes another train, Harlan.
Yep. Our second train of the football season brought to you by Burlington Northern.
More than.
So we'll get another package. Isaiah Jones comes back from the sideline and coming into the football game for West Plains will be Will Stoffer. And Preston Ramser. Here we go on third down and 9. Jones from the 35, and another whistle for the love of Pete, folks.
Delay?
Yep. I guess so. Delay a game. That'll back it up 5 more. By the way, thanks to our live stream sponsors for making it possible for us to bring that to you here on a week-to-week basis. We really appreciate that.
If they stop us here, Glendale probably take a timeout.
That would pretty much follow suit, I would imagine. We want to thank Mr. Dent, our presenting sponsor, along with Ozarks Healthcare, our presenter, and the scoreboard sponsors Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now it's third down at about 14. Draw play. Quarterback will keep it. Up the left side. He may get it. He is going to get a first down at the 45, and Flat runs over the defender at the 47, and it's a first down for West Plains. 17-yard gain. I asked Joel Wyatt before last week. I said, "Does Isaiah? Can Isaiah run the ball?" He said, "He can run it. He's not necessarily a runner, but he can run the football."
He looks pretty quick to me.
And one other thing I've noticed, he doesn't try to go around people very often. So a first down on a big 17-yard gain. Clock at 1:11 here in the first half. Ball at the West Plains, 47. Motion man. Jones will keep it again, and it bounces off of one guy, and another flag is down. And that'll be another holding penalty against the Zizzers, more than likely. Well, all those holding penalties we couldn't find last week, we're having no problem finding them this week.
Should have kept your mouth shut.
Yep. They pick up the flag. And here comes the official with the official call, holding against West Plains with 58 seconds to go in the half. 21-3. Glendale scored on their first possession, a field goal from 29 yards.
I mean, they marched right down that first possession.
They did, and it didn't look good. It
didn't look good, no.
But then a little bit of tweaking here and there defensively sure made a lot of difference.
We just seem to have a little more step right now than they do.
Here we go. First down and 20 from the 37 of West Plains. Big pressure. The pass is thrown and incomplete.
That's what we don't want.
That would have been bad had that ball been intercepted, which it nearly was. Good defensive play that time. A lot of pressure on Isaiah Jones right up the middle. Pass was incomplete, nearly deflected or intercepted by Derek Washington, a linebacker who is a sophomore for the Glendale Falcons.
I'm not sure. We just ought to get out of here. I've changed my mind.
Well,
I didn't like that play there.
I'm thinking like you are. I'm sticking with let's go in up the half and not give them another chance.
Because that would he should have picked that ball off right there.
If nothing else, make them use their timeouts. Second down and 20.
Oh, no.
And another penalty flag.
Oh, delay. Delay
again. Got to get that play in a little quicker.
We're not getting it in. Those drive a coach crazy.
Isaiah was walking towards the sideline, and Coach Wyatt just waved at him and said, get back out there. We'll send in something. Don't worry about it. And West Plains, they huddle, and a lot of teams don't do that anymore. 21-3, back to throw, 50 seconds and counting. Jones, deep, down the middle, double coverage, Cody. Not close to anybody, incomplete. The ball lands at the 24-yard line of Glendale.
We only had him in the pattern, really. I mean,
another holding penalty. So it wouldn't have mattered had that ball been caught or not. So back it up some more. 46 seconds to go. And I think with each play like that, Coach Wyatt probably is starting to think more like us.
Right.
Let's get out of here, go in, get a drink of water, rest, listen to the band, and get ready for the second half. I think we learned something, though, last week. Up 24-6 right before halftime. Then we gave up 8 points right as the half ended.
And then they had the momentum coming
out. Oh, absolutely. They dominated the third quarter. Here we go on third down and 25. Jones keeps it, throws it, and the ball knocked down incomplete.
Was Bolivar that good, or we didn't play well at the end? Or
I think at the beginning of the year, they're as good as West Plains is. Now, what will they be in 2, 3, 4 weeks, or at the end of the season when we could play them again, you know, when it comes to the playoffs. So they've got a few pieces, good quarterback, good running back, and their defense played a lot better in the second half, put pressure on the quarterback. Here's a punt West Plains will kick it away with Jones from his own 22. Takes a good bounce for West Plains. That ball will roll dead inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. Remy Wilson is down there to get a hand on it with 32 seconds to go.
Is Bolivar, is this their second year in the conference?
I believe it is their second year.
Second year. They were, where were they? What conference were they in? They took Central's place.
I won't say the Big Eight, but I don't know if that's right.
I can't remember who they
were. The Big Eight has like 15 teams in it.
Was it that or the, I can't think of the conference.
Now, if you said it, I'd probably recognize it, but.
Or the Ozark Conference and COC, maybe?
Possible. Possible. COC has really gotten bigger.
They've got that split up in big schools, small schools.
And they're all pretty big schools.
Yeah, they all.
First down and 10, 29-yard line, 32 seconds to go. Dieter steps up to throw it, gets away from the pressure, throws underneath. The ball is caught and knocked out of bounds on the reception. Gain on the play of 13 yards to the 43. It'll be first down for the Falcons with 23 seconds to go. And obviously West Plains is going to give them a lot of room underneath. And 23 seconds left. They're 57 yards away on the completion, first and 10. Dieter with three wide right, two to the left. They moved on this side, and they caught that.
Offsides on us.
I thought they're...
I thought they did, too. But
I thought they moved. Well, I'll be darned.
Coach Dixon's arguing a little bit.
5-yard pickup on the penalty. I don't remember what game it was. It may have been Glendale a few years ago. We had 120 yards of penalties in the first half. Here's a rollout. Dieter flushed out of the pocket, and he'll throw on the run. The ball is thrown high and tipped away and incomplete. And good pressure on the quarterback again by Alex Judd. And I'll tell you what, these receivers for Glendale are having to pay the price when the ball gets to him, because there's two red shirts at least, and that time there were three. All of them put a lick on him as the ball got there.
He got a shot on him. Wasn't enough to get a flag, but the other one wasn't either, though. I don't know.
We'll do a little subbing right here. Into the football game, into the secondary for West Plains is Ethan Miller, another sophomore. And now on second down and about four and a half, throw out to the right side. High pass is knocked away and incomplete.
We got 8 seconds.
And we'll pick a player of the game when it's all over. And I got to say that Jacob Moore is going to be in the running for that, because, boy, has he ever got his hand on a lot of passes and coverages tonight.
Okay.
And
big prevent.
Yeah, they ain't running this. 8 seconds left in the half. Ball at the 48, third down and 5. Dieter to throw it. He steps up. He pumps it. Steps up. Moves back. Circles right. Steps. Throws.
Oh,
gets drilled. And the throw to the sideline is incomplete. And that's going to be the end of the first half, as he took another shot from Alex Judd. So a good first half. It didn't start real well, but West Plains came on and pretty much had the best of it for the rest of the first half. And the Zizzers on top of Glendale, 21-3, and we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.